friends.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Lainey, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness, it's upon us.
It's our time as hosts or hostesses to really shine.
That's the truth. I've been to the store once. I'll probably have to go at least two more times in the next couple of days.
And you'll probably see a few familiar faces there because everybody's going to be there.
I'm amazed. I usually have to go at least three times.
Well,
not just because of forgetting something. Like, oh, this store's out of that. Now I have to go up the road
and do that.
And yeah. Then,
because everybody's buying the same stuff.
We're all getting the same stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, even a few weeks ago, I saw that they were already trying to put all the sort of go-to items
in the pumpkin and all the pecans.
Yeah, all the baking things weren't just on the baking aisle. Yeah, yeah, all the stocks and broths and,
yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thanks.
Maybe you're listening to this as you're even making your way to a Thanksgiving meal.
That's true.
Who knows?
Traveling or you're brining a turkey today.
Yeah. And speaking of which, we did our very first episode was Thanksgiving week and we focused on a lot of recipes. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about holiday hosting. And so if you're wanting specific recipes, if you're looking for ideas, one, Pinterest. Just kidding. One, episode one.
You should just go back and listen. A great turkey brine and a great cranberry sauce and just all of that appetizers stuff.
Everything that you're going to see at a Southern Thanksgiving meal, we discussed in episode one. So yeah. I'll link it in the show notes, but
check that one out, because this one's going to be a little different. We didn't want to just rehash the exact same thing.
Exactly. Okay, so this was actually on our list of topics, but Brittany here in Tennessee, she affirmed that this is a need.
That she wanted this.
She's one of our listeners, and she said, can I please get a topic on tips, tricks, recipes, and more for hosting a holiday party? And
I was like, let's do it.
Girl, I got you.
Yes.
So, here's to you, Brittany. Okay, so there's a saying that if you can read, you can cook. Have you heard that saying? If you
can read, you can cook. Actually, I have not.
I mean, I get what they're saying.
I get what they're saying.
If you can read a recipe, you can cook. I came up with my own spin on that. If you can be thoughtful, you can host.
That is so true.
That's my spin on that.
So we're going to be talking. I actually like that better than the if you can read, you can cook. But anyway.
I know, because I think there's a lot that gets lost in the reading.
Absolutely.
You just have to practice and know from experience on cooking.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about holiday hosting. But before we jump in, I thought it would be funny if you share, or not funny, but interesting, if you shared what's the most over the top thing that you've ever seen a host do.
Okay.
So I asked you this ahead of time to be thinking, because I know you've done a lot of hosting and you've been to a fair amount of events that you've witnessed things. So.
Well, I'm going to say the first one that came in my mind when you asked the question was actually something I did with mom. We used to have an Oscar party every year.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And we literally got red carpet that we rolled out, and we had lighting, professional lighting, and a videographer where I interviewed everybody as they were coming up the red carpet. Who were you wearing?
And as if you were Joan Rivers.
As if I was Joan Rivers.
An E! News
reporter.
That's
kind of over the top.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I forgot you used to do that, and that was over the top.
And, like, we'd ask people to literally come dress.
Wear formal wear. Yeah.
It could be an old bridesmaid's dress or something, but wear something formal wear. Get dressed up to come.
That was actually one of the only events that people that are outside of college age and up
had to get dressed up.
Formal events. I mean,
unless you're going to those, you know, $300 a person.
Right. For the most part, on an annual basis, especially, people just don't have that many events that are that formal. So that, yes, that red carpet you laid out. And what's funny, too, is your home sits on a
main road. So we would get honks all the time.
People were like, what is going on there?
Yeah. Did you know that we had some neighbors that moved in across the street, and some friend of theirs said, "Oh my goodness, there's an Oscar party across the street from where you just moved." And like they knew of that before they even met me. Isn't that funny? Like, because they had seen it.
Oscar party preceded you, Lainey.
So that was the first thing that came into my mind as over the top, because that really was pretty hilarious.
That's good.
But my friend Tammy, shout out to Miss Tammy on the east side of Nashville, she does a pumpkin carving party.
Yes.
Annually. And I think it's so cute. She puts so much thought in it. There's always urban hay rides.
It's basically like Tammy organizes her own fall festival at her house.
At her house, right. So there is literally, you know, urban hay rides where you get in the back of a truck on hay bales and just drive around the city because it's urban.
People just look. It's
she
hilarious.
Has in her yard set up tables with tents where you can, and all the carving tools to carve the pumpkin. So, you know, you're throwing all the gunk out.
Does she supply the pumpkin
too? No, you bring your own pumpkin. But still, she has all the tools, all the setup.
All of the goods that supplies you would need.
That kind of thing. I'm not even getting into the food. You know, she has all the fall food. Yeah. She does ask a few of us to bring, like, you know, a few things. But she does a lot of it.
She's dishing out
all the hot cider and hot chocolate and all that. She has three different little fire pit areas just because, you know, you want to kind of have places for people to gather and have conversation.
Yeah.
But one of the over-the-top things that she does, and I think it's so sweet, is she does this little thing where she has all these toys, like brand new little small toys for children.
Wrapped up or?
Not wrapped, but she does it in a style of like it's a fish, like you're fishing. So the kid has a fishing pole.
Okay.
And they're putting it almost in like one of those things where you would have like a puppet show. So you can't see who's behind it.
Okay.
So the kid has to stand at a certain point on a line.
Yeah.
Put the fishing pole through. There's somebody back there and they can't see the person.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
And she, the person can see enough to know, like, this is a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, okay.
So she's tying something on the fishing line that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tugs it. And then they realize, oh, I've got an item on here. So that they reel in the fishing pole and have a little toy. And Tammy provides all of that, you know, little things for the kids. And stuff like that. So that, to me, is over the top in hosting. Yeah. Takes a lot of planning, a lot of prep. And she does all of that. And it's such a generous expression of love to her friends and their children.
Well, and I, you know, like I was going to say, she has acknowledged that a lot of, even though she doesn't have children, she has a lot of friends that do.
Right.
So even that part, like, that's not even serving her own kids.
That's
going,
right.
Hey, this is what I want.
I'll appease y'all.
Mama wants you doing this over here and not bothering me.
That's her way of just loving on them.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. So that's two of the things that came to mind of just over the top.
Love it. I have a friend, Julie, that has, she calls it a Christmas open house.
Okay. So you can pop in.
Because it's pretty early, but it's here in Franklin, and everybody knows that, you know, we're not probably going to get a white Christmas every year.
Rarely get snow.
It's very rare to get snow. Well, at her Christmas party, she has a snowmaker going, and it's like, I guess it's maybe soap or something.
Okay.
That's actually in this little machine.
So this is blowing when you arrive?
Yes. It's sitting on her rooftop.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's blowing such that you...
it looks like
you're
snowing.
You get a dusting of snow as you come up to her porch.
That's adorable.
And so it makes for fun photos even, because you can stand in her doorway and it looks like it's snowing
outside. That is adorable.
So I don't even know how much a machine like that would cost, but she's the only person I've ever seen do anything like this. But it really adds so much...
That is adorable.
And when you're inside the party, it looks like it's snowing outside because she's got
things,
you know,
running. Even
she's
just
got it situated,
so
that you can see. She's got all her
windows.
Don't
look out the back door; just look out the front.
Just snowing in that direction.
That's so cute.
So I thought that was over the top, and certainly adds a lot to a party. So, well, there is a book that I wanted to mention that you gave me, actually.
Aww.
It's a really small book. It's called The Pleasure of Your Company by Ann Plotz and Susan Wales. But this is simple ideas for enjoyable entertaining. And Anne is a Southerner.
She, through and through.
A belle.
She is a belle,
I would say. Okay, so she traced her South Carolina family heritage all the way back 200 years to Rebecca Bruton Mott, I think is how you would say it, who was evicted from her home by British soldiers during the Revolutionary War. Okay. They wanted to use her home for their headquarters. And rather than allowing them to occupy it...
This is a Southerner, I can already tell.
She ordered her servants to shoot flaming arrows onto the roof and burned the house to the ground.
No.
Then, after the British conceded, Rebecca invited both American and British officers to dine on her lawn as her home was still smoking from fire in the background.
What?
So, entertaining at a cost of anything, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So, that's the most extreme example I've ever heard of someone hosting. Well, but I just thought it was a good story to share to set
talk about the book.
Set the table, per se, of how Southern, you know, this Anne plus is. Yeah. But one of my favorite pieces of advice, and there is a lot of good advice on hosting in this book, is she mentions that any dessert mishap, okay, and there can be some major mishaps, especially with desserts. Baking is tricky.
Yeah, so, you should probably have that done ahead of time.
I know. She said any dessert mishap can be saved with graham cracker crust and Cool Whip.
Okay.
So she shared a story about, I think it was her sister, that was making some sort of like a chocolate mud something.
Okay.
And it like sunk down and it was just awful. And then she even, I think, hit the oven door on accident and it made it even worse.
Fall even more.
So she said, go to the store, get a graham cracker crust and some Cool Whip and just mix the Cool Whip in and pour it in that graham cracker crust and you've got like a chocolate pie.
That's hilarious.
So, and I kind of think that could happen with a lot of dessert mishaps. Or if you just throw it in a pie crust.
Make some kind of pudding and put it in the freezer and it'll kind of freeze up into something sweet.
Then you don't have to give everyone your secret recipe.
That's awesome.
So, that's a mishap. Do you have mishaps that have happened?
Girl, if you've opened your home to people, you've had a mishap. That's true. Is that not true?
That's true.
Yeah, I've had a few. I think it was about 3 Thanksgivings ago.
2 or 3?
Circa 10:30, my oven was not working. Talk about a mishap.
That was a panic text I got for sure.
I
was like, graham cracker crust.
I laid hands on that oven and started praying. And finally, we did get it working again. I don't even know what had happened. But, I mean, that could happen.
That's
so
real.
Just know anything like that can happen.
Yeah.
The other thing that I've had happen.
So, real quick, though. A lot of stores are open even half the day.
Half the day.
On Thanksgiving. So, that's, obviously, you're not going to be able to control when that happens. But if you can, make as much as you can. In advance,
and if you had to go buy 2 or 3 rotisserie chickens to go with your
exactly, if your oven goes out, unfortunately you're going to have to go buy some sweet potato casserole. So,
or this is yet another reason you should know your neighbors, right?
It's
Are you having Thanksgiving somewhere else? Can I use your kitchen?
Ding dong! I don't need a cup of sugar. I need your oven.
I need your whole kitchen for 3 hours. Well. That kind of stuff can happen. Another thing is cleaning mishaps. Stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
If you're having a group.
Yeah.
Especially, I think just no matter if you're having a group, you're going to have something go wrong.
Yeah.
I had one time I was having a shower and a girl, I don't know what happened, if it was the pitcher or if it was the person, because she's a little flaky.
Yeah.
Broke the pitcher that had the, drink in it, on the table. Now we have glass and spilled liquid everywhere on some of the stuff. So I'm just saying things like that can happen.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose your mind.
Right.
And make things even worse.
Exactly.
Like, just be like,
it's totally fine.
But that being said, kind of have some cleaning supplies, paper towels, where it's not too far away.
That's so good.
So that it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. Or sort it together so you can tell somebody, just grab all of that and help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff is going to happen. I mean, something's going to spill in the middle of the table. I mean, it's just, you know, so.
That's a good point. Have some towels ready.
Well, I say that because I have, this is not going to surprise you. You know, I have a few nice towels that are my bath towels. That's not what I use for cleaning.
Right.
So I don't want somebody to just go grab those.
No,
I
want to
have
neither.
The cleaning towels.
Don't get my bath towels. You know? My bath hand towels. Yeah. There's a separate pile for that.
That's a different cleaning towel. So just knowing, you know, having those on hand.
It took me a long time to even be able to wash those together. You probably still don't, do you? Do you wash your towels that you use for like a cleanup like that?
I don't.
With your bath towels?
I don't.
Yeah.
But that's kind of because I keep them even separate. Like when they're dirty too. So they don't. That's why. But,
so I now wash them together. So
well, you have a kid and you're already washing a lot of stuff.
That's true. That's true. That's probably where the consolidation happened. I'm trying to remember. This is also a Thanksgiving story. That's why it's kind of fresh on my mind. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago you put, so was it whatever year you weren't, you had the oven out, the other year before or after that, I was doing the turkey.
Okay.
And it was my first year doing the turkey, which is a lot of pressure. Everybody has felt that if you've had a year where it was your first year doing the turkey. But I didn't realize, like how large of a container I was going to need.
To brine the turkey?
To brine the turkey.
Oh, my Lord. That's...
And I can't remember what I had it in at first, but something broke on it. Oh, I know what it was. It was a... it was like a cooler that I'd forgotten that my dog chewed off the spout part that lets the... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that
yeah.
lets the water out?
Yep.
You know, for a cooler that holds ice, obviously, that's really nice if you have those little spouts that let the water out. Well, I forgot he had chewed it off.
Okay.
And so I tried duct tape over the spout.
Well, so you made the brine and put it in there, and now it's pouring out.
It's leaking everywhere.
Okay.
And so now I'm trying to remember how I salvaged it, because I remember I had to move, like, all this stuff out of my refrigerator and, like... build like some sort of contraption or something. Anyway, that's a hard thing too. If you don't have containers that are large enough to even do food prep, that's a mishap for sure.
Yeah. We both have pretty small kitchens too and small refrigerators. Mm-hmm. And so even that can cause you to be like, how am I going to do this when it's something that large?
Yeah. So that is another reason why I do think it's good for an all hands on deck approach to a Thanksgiving meal or any really. I mean, I don't know. A lot of holiday meals, we've said before, if you really want to honor your guests, just have them come, right?
Yeah, but Thanksgiving is such an undertaking financially and time that I think everybody's willing to pitch in.
But, yeah.
But yes, in general, in hosting.
Yeah.
Most importantly, open your door, right? But secondly, it's like, depends on what your goal is of a party.
True.
But I think it's so wonderful when I have been able to just me tackle it and let the people just come.
Yeah.
And they get to just sit and enjoy.
Yeah. I did that this past weekend.
You did a great party.
I tried to keep it really simple because I did want to do everything. I didn't want to ask anyone to bring anything. And,
you had good variety on the table.
I thought it turned out okay.
It was lovely.
Yeah. It was not a holiday party. It was actually kind of a non-traditional graduation party for a friend of ours that finished her online degree, but we wanted to recognize
her bachelor's.
And since so she didn't have like a ceremony we would have all gone to see her walk and receive her diploma, but she got her diploma. And that was a big deal.
I loved that you had that at the center of the table.
Yeah. So,
and just kind of a fun party theme in the sense of silver and gold. And
yeah, I know, because I was
sparkly.
Like,
it was sparkly.
I didn't want to do cap and gown because I was like, she didn't walk. And yeah, so cap yeah. and gown doesn't even. So what? I just had to go with celebratory things. So yeah. we did champagne.
That was cute.
And yeah.
You did play the song, thing. Like the graduation song,
the pomp
which
and
was
circumstance.
So cute. Yeah.
But my go-tos, and I did them, several of these for her party, were I always do ham delights. Those okay. are just easy to make ahead.
That have the mustard and the on the little slider
Hawaiian
buns.
Rolls, yeah. poppy seeds on top. They're warm. You bake them. Because that's something that you can make ahead, and then you can cook the 20 minutes before your guests are going to arrive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're a perfect temperature to serve. Immediately.
Good. And they're filling.
They're filling. I usually do some kind of dip. An artichoke dip is what I did.
Oh, man, that was good, too.
Yeah. And I got to use that container
hot.
You uh-huh. gave me. That's the first time I think I've used it. It's an oven-safe, small, little, what would you call that? Just like a little circular,
it's like a
ceramic.
Tiny little casserole dish, but it was small.
It was perfect yeah. for a dip, though. So I did artichoke dip. I love tomato caprese
uh-huh.
on skewers. At Christmas time, it looks nice if you add the basil leaf because it's red, green, and white.
Red and white.
It
That's
looks
so
Christmassy.
True.
Yeah, so just like a little cherry tomato.
I don't even think of basil in this time of year.
I know.
It's not in season, but it
you could find
looks
it,
pretty.
But
yeah.
it would be out of season, so it might
but
be
it
pretty
looks
penny.
Pretty.
But yeah, some sort of mixed nuts are good. Pecans
those
we've talked
good.
About are certainly
yeah.
in season right now.
You can even bake those. I have a recipe where you're just putting a little bit of that garam masala on your nuts
yes.
and baking it. And it's just kind of a
That's
different
good.
Little festive
yeah.
twist. I like to make that buffalo chicken dip, too.
That
you can
is
even
so
do
good.
That. You know, you can bake it or do it in a crock pot.
Yeah, I've seen you leave it in the crock pot before,
so
which is awesome.
So it'll stay warm. But that, I noticed that artichoke dip stayed hot for a long
I know.
Time.
Well, it was
because
bubbling
the dish is hot
when
too.
I,
so it's helping keep it.
Yeah. I was the first one to try it, though. I was like, this is very
steamy,
hot. My mouth
steamy.
Is on fire. It's not spicy hot. It's just temperature hot.
What do you think of this new trend of these absolutely unbelievable, elaborate charcuterie boards. Have you seen these?
I've seen a lot of them, and I'm so impressed, and I'm on board.
I love
100%.
Those. Well, because that's one of my favorite things is cheese. So having
yes,
cheese and
cheese
prosciutto and fruit all touching each other is like glory to
well,
me.
It's so beautiful the way it looks. And I do have a charcuterie board. I have one of those wooden
Yeah, you have
circular
a big, nice
boards. That,
board.
But there's all different shapes of different
I
ones.
Know. I'm seeing some really extraordinary ones. In fact, I got as a gift a little book called Platters and Boards.
Oh.
That shows some different things you can do. But there's even companies now that's literally all they do. I know a girl named Courtney who has, mm-hmm. how cute is this name? She's in Raleigh,
yeah.
North Carolina. And her company is called Raleigh Cheesy.
I love it.
And she sets up these elaborate charcuterie boards for office parties. And
wow.
It's her, so, she prices it for how many are you trying to feed.
Okay.
And then she has all these varieties of meats and cheeses, just all the stuff. You
yeah.
know? So, and I know there's people in Nashville and probably every city that are doing these kinds of things, but I
yeah.
loved Courtney's name. She came up with Raleigh Cheese.
Well, I love that it's so beautiful now because that's what I would love to be eating anyway. So, like, if I'm not cooking and I'm at home by myself, I'm eating cheese, crackers, olives, grabbing some pepperonis. I'm basically eating a charcuterie board,
exactly.
but I'm just not putting it out so pretty.
Right. But that's, and it's filling because there's a lot of protein in all of that.
Yeah.
Cheese and
No,
meat.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that is so popular right now and I love it.
I do too.
It's, yeah, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, you can see some pretty ones on Pinterest too. If
yeah.
you, but yeah, I like to try to think through some different dips. Like you want some variety of texture and variety of, you know, do you want you need a little protein, but you need a little.
Yes.
Fruit and something sweet and
yeah.
just, you know.
And preferably something hot, especially during the cold months.
Yeah, especially in thinking through drinks, I like to have something festive to drink, not
yes.
just the basics that everybody is always having.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
that can be alcoholic or not.
Right.
And it's nice to have a hot drink.
It is.
In the cold.
See, I'm a sucker for a punch, though, which is not going to be hot.
I loved that punch.
So, like, I don't own a punch bowl. I have a drink dispenser. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I love it even more when somebody's got a punch bowl out.
With a little ice ring that has rosemary and cranberries in it.
With a ladle and the, you know, the matching glass cups that go with said punch bowl. And, I think we mentioned it on our Gone with the Wind episode.
Scarlett O'Hara. It's good.
That's a good punch. Mm-hmm. I'll link to that in our show notes in case somebody doesn't.
And sometimes I know there's a recipe on Pinterest that was floating around that I think it was just called Christmas Punch.
Okay.
That had like orange juice, cranberry juice, you know, some different juices.
Yeah.
That you mixed in. It made this pretty red kind of color. And I remember thinking that would be great to make. And then just if you wanted to have like some rum next to it.
Yes.
So that somebody could just get that. And then if
that's
they wanted
really
to spike
smart
it.
Smart Eileen. Smart
there
idea.
You go. You know.
Do you remember that Texas Santa punch I made one time?
I just
that
remember. That had tequila. It was kind of a margarita-ish. Yeah.
It was cranberry, lime, tequila. It was also very Christmas, obviously.
It
Santa
looked
punch.
Real.
But yeah, it festive. Was power punched. So that would probably be a good one to not make it so strong that you could have little, maybe even preset glasses with tequila in it to just add to
that mixture. Like I just thought, well, that'd be an easy thing to just, here's the punch. And then if you want it spiked, you can add a little
smart
something. But
yeah. I felt like you had a good sort of approach to hosting. What did you say earlier?
Well, I said, I like to think through, I do this, thing where I just try to think through like a sensory journey.
I love that word. Yes. Or that approach. Yes.
Where I'm like, okay, what do I want it to smell like? Like when somebody walks in, what I want, like what candle, or do I want to have mulling spices on the stove where it just smells homey?
Yeah.
Y'all get some mulling spices for the holidays.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, look it up. But just having something brewing like that makes it just, it's Christmassy.
I know.
So
you're making me want to go home and do it right now.
So thinking through the smells, thinking through the sounds, you know, do you want it to be Bing Crosby's Christmas?
Right.
Or do you want it to be like more modern? What do you,
you
know, what sounds do you want?
Yeah.
Obviously, lighting is really important with setting a mood. And so at the holidays, you get the beauty of a Christmas tree.
You do. I feel like we get almost like, we get to cheat a little.
I know.
At hosting in the holidays, because twinkling lights set
it's
such
already
a beautiful ambiance,
right?
Yes.
And you know, like little tea lights everywhere. Even like if I go in a bathroom and there's a votive lit and the light's not on yet, I'm just already like, this is adorable.
Too.
It doesn't take that much.
They could have forgotten to wipe down anything.
That's
and I'm like, they've got their votive.
Look at that. So just, that's all. Just thinking through the sensory journey. You know, and thinking about the temperature of the house, too. If there's going to be a lot of people, bring it down because body heat's going to, just
I
that kind of stuff.
I forget to do that. My house was getting warm last night, and I was like, it's because there's people here.
You know, just trying to kind of think through all of your senses.
Yeah, we had a fire going, too, and I forgot to factor in a fire and people.
And body heat.
Yeah.
Well,
a little toasty.
I'm always cold, so I thought it felt
fine
last night. But just thinking through that. And even thinking through you being a guest in your own home. So thinking through, okay, as I'm driving up, where am I supposed to park?
Parking is huge. I have that on my list, too.
It's
about that for your people.
And it's one of my biggest problems where I live is I'm on a busy road and my driveway is not very big.
Yeah.
So it's an issue. I need people to carpool if
possible.
Well, I was
gonna say, but it can be avoided if you just let people know ahead of time, hey, you know, plan is to carpool. Or, I mean, some people have to go as far as a valet. Like I know one friend that does a Christmas party every year and his driveway is so steep.
Wow.
He just does valet.
Yeah.
And it's not because there's not parking on the street. It's because he doesn't want
anybody slipping down the driveway all of that, too,
so.
Especially if it's cold and icy.
Yeah.
So thinking through parking, and then just thinking through when somebody walks up into your, you know, to your front door and through the threshold.
Yeah.
What's next? Do they have a coat on? Where are you going to put the coat?
Yeah. Have a room for coats or have hangers ready in your coat closet.
Yeah.
Like, just have a... People are going to have coats on.
Right? They may... If you've asked them to bring food, they've got food in hand and a coat on.
True.
So, now what are we supposed to do with this? And, so, just thinking through all of that kind of thing.
That's so good.
And then I have mentioned before, but the layout of a home, there's different things you need to think about. If you've got one of these really open concept houses that has a huge kitchen, this is probably not a problem.
Yeah.
But I have a really small kitchen and small rooms, and so I need to kind of spread things out to keep traffic flow.
You need to promote stations to get people out of the kitchen, because people naturally want to congregate in the kitchen.
They
in
do.
Any home.
In any home. It's just what... And especially the host is usually in there kind of doing stuff.
Right.
So,
putting final touches on. So, if you could not be reaching over me for your tonic water right now, that would be wonderful.
Exactly. So, I have to try to set up like a drink station in a little bit in one area, and then maybe try to have two appetizers on a table over here.
Yes.
So it's got people kind of moving.
Get those deviled eggs out of the kitchen and onto a platter
in
the living room, but also out of reach from kids and any dogs.
Oh,
that could be a mishap.
Oh my gosh, I didn't mention that mishap. Do you remember when we grilled out hamburgers one time?
Yes.
And had them outside, and then came out, and Roxy had already eaten like two or three of them.
My black lab went to town on those quickly.
It's our fault.
It
was right
at long.
It was at too low of a level. Well, yeah. So just thinking through things like that.
Yeah, I would say as long as you're not adverse to scents, or you could do an unscented, but I just say candles.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
Because I just think they just add so much to the atmosphere. So, I mean, obviously you need to be careful and make sure they're
away from the curtains and right.
Not too low already that they're going to start, you know, getting hot if it's a little votive or something.
Yeah. But trimming the wicks is a good idea before you even light them so that they're not already
super high.
Super high.
Yeah. Yeah. And then food, keep it simple. Like, I mean, if you want to do something gourmet, maybe do one, but don't make your entire menu.
You don't want to be so stressed and sweaty when everybody gets there.
Yeah.
I love recipes where I can do it a little bit ahead, like cheese balls
exactly.
and things like that, where, you know, you've already got a few things done.
Yes.
Even before the
exactly
the day of.
Yeah.
So that you have time to
maybe
do a couple of little last minute things.
And I would say if you're going to do store-bought, that's okay. Put it on your own platter, right? And dress it up.
You can jazz it up.
Put a little garnish with it. Put, you know, lay some pretty herbs around it or some flower, you know, tie a bow on the platter or whatever.
Yeah.
Dress it up a little. But store-bought is fine.
Especially now there's all these like gourmet to go kind of stores.
Yes.
We have some friends that have one here in Franklin called Simply Living Life, and they have some great things that, you know, you could pass off as your own if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just putting that dish that they made on, like you said, on your own dish and putting a little rosemary next to it, and it looks like you just whipped it up.
Yeah. And I would say, like, just like study the flow of your home. So for my home, I cannot host a gathering where everyone can sit at the table if I'm having a group larger than, say, five people.
Yeah.
Well, you could get you could probably get, what, nine people around this table?
Yeah. Yeah. Comfortably. We had 11 one time, shoulder to shoulder, but
I'm always, in my current home, going to be doing a party buffet style. That's just what I have found works. And now I kind of even know drinks work better over on that little table. And, you know, I kind of have a flow, but just look around to figure out, can everyone sit? If not, that's fine. Pull the chairs away from the table already in advance to where you want them sitting.
Oh, yeah. I noticed you had done that. That's good.
And people are going to be eating on their lap. That's fine.
Yeah.
The more the merrier. You know, just kind of knowing all this.
And with that, you want to make sure your plate, your paper, if you're using paper, that they're sturdy enough.
Exactly.
Things like that you have to think through, too.
And I specifically tried to place chairs where there was at least a ledge next to it that somebody could set their drink. So, like, one person that was on the armoire that the TV was on, which only had a little bit of room on the corner, but it was at least enough for her to set her glass.
Have you seen these nesting tables? Do you know what I'm talking about? They usually come in threes. And they fit under each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of brilliant, isn't it? Because you could just have it all nested where it just is one table until you have something like this. And all of a sudden you have three.
Yeah. It's kind of like a glorified TV tray, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a swankier TV tray. Well, so anyway, I don't always prefer to do buffet style, but that's what my house is conducive to doing if I've got more than five people. So.
Honestly, I would say majority of homes are like that.
Right. Well, and it promotes mingling, I think, which I like. I want people to talk to other people.
And you and I both have a similar situation in the sense of we have a little bit better situation if the weather's nice and you can also do outside.
I know. I've got, you and I both have great backyards.
Great backyards and great decks, but in this weather, it's not an option. So.
Yeah. Gosh, I think I've almost... That's a lot of the stuff I had on my list.
Well, you know, we're doing holiday hosting, so you've already got your theme and all of that. But that's one thing I think is important with the party is, you know, what kind of is the theme? Because that builds around decor and all and everything. Yeah. But for Christmas, you've already got a
And I would just say choose one you can afford. Theme. Don't get on Pinterest, y'all. And start going, oh, I need a balloon bar wall. I need a photo session spot. Okay, maybe if you have budget for that. Yeah. But if you don't, do you have a cute chair that you want people to take photos in with the birthday boy or whatever?
Right.
So, yeah.
Only use that to, like, make your party, you know, fun. If you start feeling stress or you start seeing so many dollar signs that... Yeah. Just get off of Pinterest.
Close app now. Yeah, I know. It's easy to do. But basically, honoring your guests, I think, is going to come through in you as the host. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, your biggest responsibility as the party starts, because you've done a lot of work, but your job's not over.
Right.
So, smile. Like...
Well, you're going to set the tone. So if
you set the tone.
That's why some of this, when you were saying store-bought's okay, I was thinking it would be better for things to be store-bought.
Yeah.
And you be in a good mood and smiling.
Exactly.
Than for you to be stressed to the max and...
Yes. Or so exhausted because you got up at 6 a.m. to start working on this stuff. You know?
You're looking at me because I've done this so much, but...
Who hadn't? Well, I haven't, but...
I so have, where I can't wait to put my feet up at the end of the night. Yeah. So.
No, there is extremes that can be taken that you need to pause and go,
what am I doing?
What?
And why?
Exactly. I remember a story that our friend Cindy shares that she was having people over and she was so trying to put on a front that everything was perfect. That it was dark outside and she was planting flowers in her flower beds coming up to the walkway.
So it would look nice when everybody walked in.
Y'all, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, and she said, I realized, like, what is going on that's making me want to paint this picture that everything's perfect? Because it's not.
Right.
And everybody knows it.
Exactly.
So just let that go.
Yeah.
And the thing that's funny is people probably didn't notice the flowers anyway.
Exactly. All they're trying to do is get inside your house.
But to sit with you.
But we have had
those moments. But we've all done it.
Where we're like, everybody's going to notice that that corner is not painted. Or everybody's going to notice, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And do they? Maybe, maybe not. But...
Yeah.
That's not the point.
I said just a couple episodes ago, I definitely am a lot harder on myself than I am anybody else.
Yes.
And I'd say everybody's probably the same in that. But
I have one final question for you, unless you've got anything else.
No.
So what is, and I didn't give you this question in advance, so I am putting you on the spot a little bit, but I will tell you mine while you are thinking. Okay. What is the one entertaining piece that you think every host should have? And I wanted to mention this because I wondered if this would be a good Christmas gift idea.
Oh, I love it.
For people that know or have someone in their life that they know is wanting to host more or just loves hosting already. So I picked two. I couldn't narrow it down to one. I would say a set of serving platters that you love that are
good.
Neutral enough that could be used for multiple functions. Mm-hmm. So I'm not talking like china.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two.
You're already kind of stealing something I thought of to say. Go ahead. No, I love this.
I have two cream-colored rectangular. They match. Uh-huh. So it's a set of two that I use a lot. Mm-hmm. And I use them year-round because mm-hmm. they're cream. So I can put whatever I want on there. And then I was going to say my second one. So that's definitely a first one. The second one, I think a good drink dispenser is awesome.
I don't
for a
have
host.
A good one, and that is important.
Because
I love the one you got for your wedding.
A lot of people want to do a punch mm-hmm. or a signature drink of some mm-hmm. kind, or even just make up a pretty pitcher of tea.
Yep.
And they don't love their Rubbermaid container.
Yep.
You know, so I think
that's good. This is a good question.
A punch bowl, I will say, takes up a ton of room. So if you are thinking about somebody that doesn't have space, I wouldn't get
probably
them a
not
punch
a good
bowl.
One.
But there are drink dispensers that are taller.
And I have a drink dispenser that somebody gave me, and let me tell you why I don't like it. It's ceramic.
Oh, you can't see
it. You can't see it. And a lot of the beauty of a punch is the color.
You want to see it.
So
I totally know what you're talking about. Yeah. It would work for something real straightforward, like a sweet tea.
Yeah. Or here's the water.
But the signature drink of the night. Yeah.
I just love glass for that.
Yeah, I agree.
So what I was going to say, cause I didn't know to think through this question, is I have, I see dishes all the time that I'm like, I love those dishes. I want those dishes. Mm-hmm. Oh, but those, look at those red ones. Look at that pattern.
Yeah.
My dishes are white.
Yeah.
And what is good about that is I've just here and there gotten, either as a gift or I see a little something at TJ Maxx, this is good size for nuts and this is a good thing for, and I just grab it. And as long as it's white.
It matches.
It kind of matches.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have real matchy-matchy stuff, but if your things are white or like you said, cream.
Yeah.
I can put a red tablecloth down.
Exactly.
I can put some cranberries over here, you know, and I can make it a theme or I can make it look like fall.
Yeah.
Just because it's white. So that's what I would probably say is if you go neutral in color.
Yes.
Yes, it's not going to be some dramatic statement, but you can do the statement with the
something else.
Patterns elsewhere.
Yeah.
The candles or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, we mentioned the charcuterie boards. There's a lot of creative things people are doing, even as their centerpieces now, that would take your eyes to that.
Yeah.
And you've forgotten about whatever.
That's true.
Plates are, like the, have you seen those, how people do a pumpkin? They hollow it out.
And then put flower arrangement. Gorgeous.
That is beautiful. Or, you know, just even using Christmas ornaments that you didn't have room for on the tree or that you don't.
Yes. Or you even
theme.
See with glass where people will put cranberries and rosemary in the water.
Yeah.
And just have some simple little white flowers or something like that. In the summer, you'll see like they'll have lemons and limes in the water and then just a simple little plant or something. And it makes it have a nice color scheme.
Yeah. Make sure and keep it low, though. You don't want it blocking people's view.
If you're sitting
table,
at the
if
table,
if it is a centerpiece.
Now, if you're
if it's buffet style,
it's fun to have tiers.
Height matters.
You know, like different tiers of things, like different levels. But
yeah, good, good discussion.
I hope that was some good tips.
I mean, there's always more to talk about hosting and entertaining, and so we will probably continue to do that.
This will be a theme throughout our podcast. Episodes in general.
That's awesome. Well, we're thankful for y'all. You're on our list of blessings that we acknowledge and are appreciative of this year. So happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy some time and rest with your family and friends.
And may your blessings be too numerous to count.
Amen.